I will make you into fishers of men. This event occurred early in our lives, in our Lord's public ministry. He came along, they saw him not as a carpenter, that was his trade, but as a rabbi, a teacher, or master of the law. And after teaching from the boat, pushed off from the shore, he said to Simon and his fellow workers, companions who had been fishing all night and knew their trade, "Let's go fishing." And the response from Simon, the fisherman, is quite terse. "Master," or rabbi, teacher, in other words, "you're not a fisherman. We, who are, have worked hard all night. It's been a bad night. We're not in a good mood. We're tired. We want to wash our nets and go home, have some breakfast and get to bed, perhaps. But, you know, fine, if you want us to do this," in other words, rather than be seen as causing consternation and upsetting the locals here, we'll humour you. We'll go out here and we'll put down our nets. And so that's what happened, and they netted such a huge amount that Simon was overcome. In other words, it was a clear and obvious miracle. And that's why in that doesn't say master, rabbi, teacher, but it says, "Lord, Lord, lead me. I am a sinful man." This man, Simon, would become Peter, or Cephas, the apostolic leader of the band. God chooses the weak and makes them strong. He chooses a fisherman so that he might fish for men. And so too would Andrew, his brother, become an apostle. The word apostle means to be sent. The 12 would be sent out to bring people to Christ. They would go out like casting their bait, the word of God, and then catch people, lock them into faith, hope and charity, and bring them unto the Lord. And the principle behind all this is that God chooses the weak and makes them strong. As St. Paul, the least of the apostles, and yet the greatest evangelizer the world has ever seen, says, "I was born out of time." In other words, I never physically saw Christ. I came later, and I persecuted the church, but God chose me. And although I'm not worthy to bear the name apostle, one who's been sent, by his grace, I have been very fruitful. Not by my own efforts, but rather what God has done through me. And so often that's the case, that we need to let go and let God work through us. Often we look at the way the church functions from a human point of view, from an economical point of view, or perhaps a pragmatic point of view. We forget it's God's church. He's the one sending us out. It's his body that wants to be built up by his grace. And he just wants us to be the instruments, the means by which he brings people unto himself. And the principle is that he chooses the weak and makes them strong. In other words, it's his grace that brings about conversion, not us. Let go and let God work through your life. One person who was taught that in the Old Testament was the commander of God's people, Gideon. Gideon was going to fight the vast and very powerful army of the Philistines. And he'd already won some battles, and he thought that he was doing it on his own effort. So God would teach him a lesson. He would make him very weak to prove unto him that it's not you who's winning the battle, but rather myself. So he strips down his army. The tens of thousands that he had becomes thousands. Then he separates the thousands, and eventually he only has 300 men to go against this vast army. And yet, with those 300 men, the weak, plus God's grace, they did great things. The principle, once again, obey. Listen and obey. It might seem senseless at the time what God wants you to do or how he wants you to do it, but we must trust that God, who knows all things, sees the big picture, and we don't. We'll take the example of young Bernadette, asthmatic, illiterate, sickly girl, chosen by the Mother of God. This adolescent becomes a tremendous saint in the church whose body is still incorrupt in France. We're in the 1800s. It's a very poor region of France, in the mountains there, bordering next to Spain. And our lady comes and appears to Bernadette, but only after she has begun to pray. God can't work through us unless we open our hearts to him in prayer. It's in prayer that he gives us insights and inspires us. He communicates with us, or rather, we stop so that he might open our hearts and communicate to us and give us his grace. So once the rosary had begun, then Bernadette saw the image of Our Lady. The vision appeared. On one occasion, Our Lady told Bernadette to come closer to the grotto and dig into the ground, and then eat the plants and dig again. People looking at what was happening would say, she's absolutely nutto. We can't see what she's seeing. Perhaps she's seeing nothing. She's perhaps psychotic. And now look, she's digging into the ground, making a mess, poking plants in her mouth. But the instruction given by heaven to earth was, come and dig into the ground and a pond would fall. Puddle first, then she had to drink from the puddle, which meant muddy water over her face. She'd dig a bit deeper, that would become a pool of water. Eventually that became the spring of Lourdes, which I have been blessed to bathe in, is a spring of extraordinary water that Our Lady said those who come to shall be cleansed and some would be healed. That all began with a simple act of obedience for this little girl. And yet at the time it seemed odd, strange, that she was digging into the soil, making muddy water, all the rest, as part of God's plan. He wants us to do the little things first. Be simple, obey and pray. And then he will draw from our small efforts great things for his kingdom. So we ask for the grace as we begin Lent this week with Ash Wednesday, that we might be very open to God's will in this year of mercy. Let's make this a holy Lent, a great Lent, by seeking his will, firstly through prayer so that he might communicate to us, and then by letting go and letting God work in our lives. And at times, if things don't seem to be going the way we think, don't worry, God can sort out our mess. He can transform our lives and what we do into his glory. He did it through the apostles, and he's still doing it in his church today. Let us therefore seek his will and pray and obey. Praise be Jesus Christ.